Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited to welcome recording artist and author Dale Lawrence to our program today to talk to us not only about his book, Soul Ties, How to Detox from Toxic Relationships, but also why it's important for us to really look at all aspects of our life and to think of the relationships that we're a part of, whether they are family-related, their friendships, or even more intimate than that, you know, making sure that they are actually serving us well and not bringing us down. We're going to talk to Dale not only about the main points of the book he wants you to take away, but also let you guys know how you can be able to get it for yourself. Dale, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus, man. Thank you so much for having me, man. It's such an honor to be on your show.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was telling you before we went live here, you've given us a lot of great information we're going to be able to talk about. You know, what I love the most about this book, Dale, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that, you know, I think, you know, we as guys, we talk about relationships, I think, more than the ladies give us credit for. But why was it important for you to not only talk about relationships, but talk about the relationships that are not doing us any good? Why was that something you wanted to tackle?
Well, it was so because it's personal to me. I believe that I've been called to service my generation, and definitely my age demographic, 10 years, well, really 20 years below it and 20 years above it. I'm 36, so I just a lot of things that I've been through. I've all my life I have dealt with toxic relationships from birth. My father left before I was even born, and then when my mother remarried at the age of about 9 or 10, she married an abusive man who physically and emotionally and verbally abused not only her but me and my younger brother. So that kind of set the stage for all the relationships that I had after that. And it wasn't until the relationship that I got with Jesus that I was able to really self-develop, self-evaluate my life. And then, you know, as the saying goes, you know, once, you know, God pulls you out of a pit, it's your job to reach your hand down and grab out everybody else. So so Soul Ties is really just going to be a trilogy brand, and that is the first Soul Ties 1 Detox is the first installment. And I'll be coming out with the second one next year.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned, you know, a relationship with God, because that is one of the first things that struck me about the tone of this book. You said this on page 6 for those who have it. If you don't have the book yet, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But this is what Dale wrote. That is why it is your duty in life to get to know God, not religion, church, or your family's tradition. To know yourself, you must have an intimate relationship with the one who created you. And I underline that, Dale, because, you know, I think the thing is we find ourselves running to relationships, thinking that's going to be an answer. You know, I hear it from women on this that come on this program talk about when they had abuse or something at home, they ran to somebody, you know, to some guy who ended up kind of doing the same thing. But it seems like for me, you're saying that before we can really have a real relationship with anyone, we have to be able to realize the importance of the one who created us. Is that right?
That's it. That's it. That's exactly what I'm saying. Just like you said. You know, women and men alike, because I'm guilty of it too. Some of the women that I've dated in my past were exactly like my mother. And I talk about the relationship with my mother and my father in the book. Now, the reason why people do that is because their point of reference is what they came up with. In the Bible, it speaks about a principle, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he becomes old, he will not depart from it. Well, that's not just with righteousness. That's also things of wretchedness as well. So if I was, grew up in abuse, if I grew up in neglect or anything negative, then my point of reference is going to be that. So even though it does not make me feel good, that's all I know. And people will soon begin to flock to the familiar. rather than what they need.
Right. Exactly. I think that is it, man. That is it. And I think that in itself is going to help a lot of people. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Del Lawrence. He's the author of the book Soul Ties, How to Detox from Toxic Relationships. Actually, he was just telling us that this is going to be a trilogy. This is the first part of the trilogy. The second book is actually coming out next year. You know, Del, in the book, you also, of course, talk about another thing that is so difficult, I think, when it comes to relationships that sour. We're going to actually be going back to that metaphor of things souring a little bit later. But you also talk about the power of forgiveness. And that is,
wow,
is not easy for men or women to be able to do. But you do say something that I think is so interesting on page 29. You say this: forgiveness is a choice, a hard one, but a choice nonetheless. You have to make a decision to do this. It will not come as a result of you sweeping it under the rug, putting it to the back, just dropping it, or the current saying it is what it is. And then you go on to say this: true forgiveness is not just excusing what they did, but erasing it. How can I do that, Dale? I mean, every time I look at their picture on Facebook or someone bring up their name, I get sick to my stomach. I mean, I can't forget what they did to me. And then you say this: in the words of the prophet Professor Klump, yes, I can. Remember, you can do all things through Christ, not just some, but all things, including forgive. You just have to want it. Now, you know what? That is something that made me think about that scripture in a totally
right, exactly.
Because we say that all the time, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, until it comes to something that we're having trouble with. So how has that liberated you? I want to make it personal. How has that liberated you,
yeah,
Dale? And when you're looking at yourself, look at the person you become, how has forgiveness liberated you?
Well, you know what, Cyrus? You really are extracting some powerful points out of the book. I first want to double back to the part where you said it is a choice, because
right,
it definitely is. You know, when you look at it like that, you know, even though all of us say it's hard, I believe one of the mantras I have of life is people do what they want to do. I don't care. People can come up with excuses all day, but you find the time, the energy, and the talent and the treasure to do what you want to do. So
right,
when it comes to hurt, when it comes to disappointment, we don't forgive because we don't want to forgive. It's not a choice that we want to do. But to those who come up with the excuse of I can't do it, I just had to combat them with that verse, because it is one of the most famously quoted verses in all of Christendom. And Christians
right,
got that real bad quoting things that they don't live or that they don't do. So
right,
so I wanted to address it and let them know, okay, yes, you can forgive. Now, as it, you know, pertains to me, forgiveness was really important to me, and I'm going to tell you where it hit me, Cyrus. It hit me in 2007. By this time, I had been 7 years saved, 6 years in the ministry, preaching, teaching young people about forgiveness, about the love of Jesus, about relationship through Christ Jesus. And God hit me one day, man, and I mean, he just straight up gut punched me and said, and it was right after I preached the message about forgiveness, and he said, how can you preach about forgiveness if you haven't forgiven your own mother?
Wow.
I mean, Cyrus, when I tell you that hit me, man, like a ton of bricks, because here I am a pastor, and I'm not forgiving the woman who gave birth to me.
Right.
I don't even talk to her. I don't even acknowledge her at my church as the church mother. She doesn't even come to my church. I don't go around doing holidays. And, man, they convicted me, man. They
yeah,
convicted me. So I had to then, right there and then, make a decision, choose to forgive, and I had to do it based on my love for God. Because
right,
like I talk about in the book, you know, if you really love God like you say you do, it's going to – see, what we give in relationships, Cyrus, is really an overflow of our relationship with God.
Right.
I can't love you any better than I love my relationship with God, or that I love God, because in the book I talk about it. Through loving God, I understand how to love me. And then once I love me, then I can love others. See, that's why I was so bad at dating prior to Christ because I used to cheat on my girlfriends. I used to verbally abuse them, and I used to just have no respect for women because I didn't have no respect for myself. I didn't love myself. So I'm not going to treat you better than I treat me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's why it is so important that, you know, when God reveals something to you, when he convicts you and tells you, okay, you're not forgiving, you're not loving, you're not doing this, because of my love affair with him, man, Bible says if we obey him, you know, if we love him, obey him. So because of my love affair with him and him telling me to forgive, not just in the scriptures where it says forgive, lest you be forgiven, not that, because, you know, we said earlier, Christians quote stuff they don't do. But
right.
I mean, as far as me knowing what God did for me and me loving him the way that I do, him requesting this of me, if I didn't love him, then I never would have done it. But I had to do it because of
right.
where my walk was now with Christ Jesus. And remember, that was 7 years deep. Now, it takes time. It takes time for this. This ain't nothing that happens overnight because hurt doesn't sit in overnight.
Right.
Hurt sits in for years. But if you let it sit in that long, it becomes bitterness. And it becomes a root. And so at that point, it's now it's graduated from a natural hurt to a supernatural stronghold. And the only thing that can eradicate strongholds is a supernatural God and a word and a relationship that you form.
Wow. You know, that ties so well, Adele, into what you write in the book about
yeah.
your own confession about being lactose intolerant. because I'm sure people out there, it was so funny, though. I was reading this, I'm like, yeah, that's a myth, 'cause that's not me. But the larger point, though, I think, is something that all of us can relate to. And I actually want to read that, again, for those who have the book. It's on page 42. This is what Dale said as he made a little confession to us as the reader. You know, there is a myth. I don't know how true it is, but they say all black people are lactose intolerant. I know I am. So just imagine what spoiled milk would do to my stomach. Woo. This ain't going to be good for nobody involved. So what? The milk don't smell or taste funny at the expiration date. There are some things going on in the milk that at face, or should I say taste, value your taste buds don't matter. But your body sure does. It's going to tear your insides up, and the aroma you produce won't be a sweet-smelling one. I can tell you that. The point of this story is this. If you hold on to something longer than you're supposed to, it will spoil the relationship.
Ooh.
Anytime you go past what was that relationship was intended for or
Ooh.
Past the expiration date, just like milk, it will get spoiled. And, you know, I read that and I thought,
wow,
there are so many people that need to read that. But I think it goes
yeah.
back to a larger point, Dale, that I want to talk to you about, and that is that, you know, sometimes, and, you know, we've all heard that saying, hurt people hurt people. And I thought about when I was reading that about, you know, how relationships spoil. A lot of times you can have either the man or the woman saying, you know what, I can change them. Or, you know what, that's just a little thing. You know, I can get over that. You know, if there's abuse or there's infidelity, you know, and you kind of deal with that. But you seem to be in the book saying the important thing for us, and you go on to expound on it later, is that you have to love yourself enough to be able to know that this is not what God would have you to have. That, again, is not an easy thing to do. But, you know, how do you do that? How do you, because I think that goes directly to the detox. How do you
yeah.
get to a place where you realize you're not going to settle and you're not going to just stay with something just for the sake of being with someone?
You know what? You get to that place when you mature in your relationship with God by way of self-esteem, because as long as someone doesn't feel like they deserve better, they will tolerate lesser. So it's all about how I look at myself through the mirror of my relationship with God. Remember, God said that we were made in the image of him, which means that by looking at God as a mirror or in the reflection of, we should be able to see God and God should be able to see himself. And so when you see yourself like God sees you, then you develop this sense of dignity and this sense of worth that says, I will not allow you to do me like this. I will not allow to be true. Because you almost look at it as not just disrespect of you, but you're disrespecting the God in me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And,
right.
and you know how it is when we meet a woman or we have a wife that we are loved. It's like her image is everything to us
right.
men. And we're supposed to be her covering. So if someone comes and tries to taint or degrade that image, it's something in us as men that rise to the occasion to defend our glory. And that's how God is about us. And when God is that way about us, then that passion gets inside of you. And something in you rises up and says, you know, you will not disrespect the God in me. You're not going to put your hands on me. You're not going to cuss me out. You're not going to, you know, it makes you a spiritual standard about
right.
yourself. Yeah.
That is so important. So I want to step back from this for a moment, and I want to talk about the practical application, because I read the book, I Was Inspired, and I think, too, and that's why I said, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this in the book, because I think so many times, especially, you know, myself as a single guy, a lot of times I hear about a relationship book, and I think, well, I don't need that. But this book, this book though, is a different type of relationship, because it covers all different forms of relationships we could be in with family, with friends, coworkers. Workers, you know, and even associations in our neighborhood, I think. What has it been like for you to see the way that the book has been actually helping people, Dale? What has it been like for you to hear from readers of the book who told you, you know what, this really helped me out?
You know what, man, it has been so humbling, and because this is my first book, number one, and it was totally ghostwritten, man. I mean, with the exception of my personality, you know, with the jokes and the references toward movies I like and things like that. But the concepts and the principles and the system of how it was written to the point of application, that was all God. You know,
right.
I take no credit for that, man. So it is so humbling, man, to hear. And the main thing I keep hearing, which I want to continue to hear, is that it's simple. You know, I'm not trying to confuse the reader. You know, people want to know how to get free, and they want to know how to get free easy. You know, we live in the internet, fast-paced world where things are steps one, two, and three. They're very, you know, technology has made life easier for a lot of us.
Right.
And I feel like ministry is the founder of that. I mean, it's always, even when you look at Jesus and when he taught, he didn't teach eloquently with big, lofty words. As a matter of fact, even Paul said that somewhere in the book, in the New Testament, that he said, you know, we didn't come to you using lofty words and big words. You know, we came with the simplicity of the gospel. When Jesus preached, he preached in parables so that his audience, whoever he was speaking to, could understand where he was coming from and apply the things of the kingdom. So I feel like I'm that type of author. I'm not going to impress you with the big words that I know. I'm not going to impress you with any degrees that I have. I just want to, you know, impact you by invoking change. And the way I can do that is the simplest way, and application is what my ministry is all about, man. My church, I always teach them how to do this, how to live by faith, you know.
Well, it definitely comes through in the book, man. It could not have been any plainer.
Praise
if
God.
I got it, then I know everybody else will be able to get it. Again, everyone, Dale Lawrence has been our guest. Soul Ties is the title of the book, How to Detox from Toxic Relationships. Dale, how can our listeners stay connected with you? I know I mentioned earlier I posted my review on Amazon. How can they stay connected with you and get the book for themselves?
Yes, MrDale.com is the website, MRDEL, one L, MrDale.com, and everything on social networking is at MrDale. Mr. Dale on Facebook, and on Instagram, Mr. Dale, the number 10. So that's how you stay connected to me.
All right. Well, Dale, thanks a lot for the time today. Really appreciate it. Congratulations to you on the book, and looking forward to the next conversation with book two.
Yes. Me too, brother.
All right, man. You take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. You guys came in late, don't worry. You guys can catch the replay after we go off the air here. If you guys are joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more Conversations Live to come. But for our online audience, if you guys came in late, you guys can be able to catch the podcast. The link is already on our social media pages. Just head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Mr. Dell there, so you guys can easily find him on our pages. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live for our online audience. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.